This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Song.
America.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we're making America great again. I wanted to start the show out a little differently tonight. Bobby, bringing us in there. But let me tell you something, folks. It's a great weekend, a great Monday to start out with the news that we got from the Robert Mueller special counsel and the Attorney General, William Barr. It gets better as we go. And right now, let's go on over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I did something a little spur of the moment because I wanted to do something totally different because people wanted to know how I was going to react tonight. That's the way I did it.
Very cool. Well, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to start the program tonight with some very serious news. Within the past hour, a rocket struck in the central part of Israel and hit a house and injured six people, including two babies, and I'm expecting at any time for the Israeli Defense Forces to put something up in the air and go back after these people. What say you?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Six people, including the two children you mentioned, were injured in the Kfar Saba region early on Monday morning. They were evacuated to an area hospital. Mm-hmm. The rocket did hit the private house, and according to Israeli security forces, they are confirming that this came from the Gaza Strip. And Palestinian media is reporting that Hamas is now preparing for the Israeli Defense Forces to launch some kind of retaliation. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, I believe, was visiting Washington. He's mm-hmm. been updated. And so any response, of course, could come very, very soon as the Prime Minister gives the word on that.
Now, we are going to talk at length about what's transpired over the weekend with the release of the Mueller report and then the release of the four pages from Attorney General Barr. But what you have to look at here, folks, and Kyle, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is socialists are committed to making America into a socialist country. And round one goes to the good guys. This is us. We just won this first round. But figure this to be like a 15-round championship fight. And there's a lot more to come because the Dems are not going to give up or go away anytime soon, correct?
That's exactly correct.
And yep. they're, Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we hear especially Chairman Nadler earlier yesterday saying, you know, they're going to, you know, get to the truth and all this kind of stuff. Congress is going to step in and all these kinds of things. No, they're not letting this go at all.
And as their quest towards impeachment moves on towards their hopes, are now on the Southern Federal District Court in New York and a couple of other state investigations elsewhere, including in the District of Columbia, which nobody talks much about. There's also one going on in Maryland, which nobody talks much about. So it's possible we could hear more, but this is where they are actually going to try to go after the Trump family and the kids. You mark my words and watch and see.
Well, exactly. It's open season, it seems, by not only the Democrats in the House, but the so-called deep state and so forth. And you're right. This is a long game. And, but of course, the Mueller report does mark a major victory for President Trump, the Trump administration. And this is one of the reasons, by the way, Captain, I think the Democrats so desperately want the, and especially the 2020 candidates, they want this report released in its entirety so that they can pick at it and try to find some angle. There doesn't seem to be any real resistance from President Trump to release it, so I would think we may see that here sooner than later.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about, about what they can release and what they can't release, because there's some aspects of this they cannot release. And here's 15 seconds of the first congressman in the state of Florida and what he had to say about this, Ross Spannell.
Today, Special Counsel Mueller has finally wrapped up his nearly two-year judicial inquisition. So I call on the Justice Department to promptly make the full version of the report available to Congress and the American people for their own review.
Now, we'll talk about this, Kyle, when we come back from the break, because we're fixing to come up on the break, and what it is they can release and what it is they can't release, because they cannot release everything, quote, end of quote, that they've got, that they've done, because notes from a grand jury and investigations that are still ongoing, they cannot discuss. That's number one. And number two, if they didn't indict somebody, per the protocol of the Department of Justice, guess what? They can't talk about what they were doing there either. So too bad, so sad, get over it. Those are their rules and the rules that they have to live by. And we will be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Bobby, just for the heck of it, one more little stanza. Make America great again. I'll be right
this
back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Don't forget 877-969-8600 if you want to opine.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch live from Tampa, Florida. We are being brought to you this segment by the Geico Insurance Agent in your backyard. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own, not just your car, not just your truck, but they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat or RV, and they even help with homeowners and renters insurance through the local Geico agent. Now, check them out online, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, or go over to your telephone book and look in the yellow pages or the white pages. And, yes, they still have both for those of you that think they don't. But anyway, because I know a lot of you are cell phone operators these days. That's your home phone, but it is what it is. So that's Geico. Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's kind of sum things up before we get into what I think the Democrats need to have tossed their way by the Republicans. And if they don't do it, shame on them. The 4-page letter delivered to the House and Senate Judiciary Committee leaders on Sunday from Attorney General William Barr summarized Special Robert Mueller's investigation by saying there is no collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. Barr wrote with the co-signature of Mr. Rod Rosenstein, the special counsel did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. Now, when I say co-signature, he was CC'd at the bottom of the signature of the main letter by Bill Barr. You saw that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. So you take it from there for a little second, and I'm going to get back into this.
Well, you know, it's quite interesting to me, Captain, that, of course, early on, Rod Rosenstein, his memo to the president, President Trump, was really the basis for firing James Comey.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to see now is that there will be a very brief mention of the idea that Mueller found no collusion, no evidence of any collusion, but yet the media, most of the media, and certainly the Democrats in the House and the Senate, and of course the 2020 candidates, they're going to pivot immediately to trying to say that somehow there was obstruction of justice.
I guess, okay, and bingo, and let me agree with you, because there was an attorney whose name I don't know, I'd never seen him before on TV. He was on CNN yesterday, he came on and he said, well, you know, Bill Barr was a fan of James Comey, and he wasn't really on board with the firing of James Comey, so don't be surprised if they don't investigate why Comey got fired next. You know, and I heard that, and I said, you people, unbelievable.
Well, exactly, exactly. And, of course, Rod Rosenstein, again, was sort of laid the basis for that. So either Rod Rosenstein is going to be the hero of the Democrats one day, but then be a terrible enemy the next day. I guess it just all depends which way the wind is blowing in Washington, mm-hmm. it would seem. But, of course, Rod Rosenstein, as you mentioned, he also was one of the people there at Justice who went over
the two of them together, Bill Barr and the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, put the letter together that Barr signed and he was CC'd on.
Exactly right. And what we're going to see now, of course, is the total vilification of Robert Mueller, as we've been talking about here on the program for many days. We know that they're going to try to haul him in before the Congress to answer questions. They're going to try to keep this thing going when the American people, I think, by and large, will say, look, we've spent these millions of dollars. We've got Mueller.
It ain't over, Kyle, because we're just in the beginning of months of fighting in Congress until one of two things happens. Either the Democrats give up, which they're not going to do, or the Democrats get beat and they lose control of the House of Representatives, which they should after all of this. If anybody is paying attention anywhere, they should definitely be voted the hell out of office for wasting $30 million on a nothing burger.
A nothing burger. It's $30 million nothing burger. And, Captain, you know, I really think that these Democrats who are pushing this kind of thing, completely political, has nothing to do with the nation governing or anything like that. It's just unprofessional, don't you think?
Yeah, and if I lived in Jerry Nadler's district, I would run against him. I would really run against him. I'd get in there and I'd just pound him with the facts. He cannot defend himself. Cannot. Now Trump, of course, is facing the continuing risk from other investigations. There's federal prosecutors in New York looking into his company, the presidential campaign inaugural committee. That's from the Southern District of New York. The U.S. Attorney's Office is there in Manhattan. Also in Alexandria, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., as well as the Justice Department's National Security Division. And this will keep alive cases that touch on his personal and business affairs through the end of his first term. Mark my words.
Well, it certainly will, and those cases obviously will be vigorously defended, and just that's the way our system is supposed to go.
Right? I have a solution. I have a solution. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here is the solution. And by God, if the Republicans don't take heed on this and try to do this, then for God's sakes, they've really screwed up, and they need to lose the next election. Number one. The Republicans should now turn and face the biggest challenges they've got with the health care, with the immigration, with the drugs, our national debt, and introduce bills that can help out force the Democrats in the House to go on the record as being against the legislation they're putting out. The Senate certainly will vote on a series of immigration laws to expose what the Democrats have done when it comes to being hypocritical on the border crisis. And again, get them on the record, because they're going to, once again, how are they going to defend that when they go, oh, well, we're not going to do that because Trump's the president and we're not going to do anything. What's your excuse going to be?
Well, they would have no excuse other than just what you said. It's they're against Trump no matter what Trump wants. He tried to do a deal with DACA. They wouldn't hear of it.
And secondly, if anybody tries to hack us again, whether it's Russia, whether it's China, whether it's North Korea, whether it's Cuba, whether it's Iran, then by God, we ought to consider that as an act of terrorism against the United States, the same as if we were attacked by a nuclear bomb, and respond accordingly by shutting down their economy in those countries. Just say no more trade, no more nothing. We'll freeze your assets. You're done.
Well, it's certainly getting to a point where...
You get where I'm going here?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Talk tough, act tough, get tough. All right, now I got another one. You're going to love this one. Focus on the false dossier that they used to snooker the FISA court that served us to pretext our government to spy on a presidential campaign. Who in the hell authorized that? Who is involved in that? Get those people out in plain sight, and let's let the Democrats deny all that.
Absolutely. You got to remember, too, this all took place under the Obama administration during the 2016 election.
Well, actually, some of it actually started back in George W. Bush's administration with the immigration problems we were having then, and it just carried over to Obama. But go ahead.
Right. Well, the idea, of course, is the weaponization of the Department of Justice. The FBI agents, these high-level FBI agents, not rank and file, but the high-level FBI agents with these text messages and talk about collusion, talking about insurance policies, all these different things which amount essentially to an attempted coup d'etat of our government.
And then finally, Kyle, I've saved the best one for last. It's about damn time that the Department of Justice did a serious investigation of the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation, who, by the way, has never been given the serious look that it deserved. Hundreds of millions of dollars that changed hands. Serious issues in play. Our uranium, our quid pro quo allegations, a host of other potentially improper and inappropriate issues, and the crowd loves it.
And the crowd loves it. Well, of course, the idea is that, you know, all this stuff against Trump by many of the Democrats in Congress and certainly the GOP people, yeah, it's been done under the pretext of saving our democracy and keeping the interference away.
Turn around is fair play in this game, and I'm telling you, turn that boat around and drive it right flat slap over the top of all of them.
Well, and
you think I'm kidding? I'm not.
No.
That's what they need to do. That's what they need to do right now.
Well, I'm sure that's the very least being looked into. There are going to be people in the orbit, I think, who are going to say that politically they have to make some calculations there. But the American people, I mean, if we're truly, truly interested in how our democracy, quote unquote, is interfered with, well, then we got to look no further than what the Clintons were involved in and how they got money and all that money and influence. What were they expecting in return by the time Hillary Clinton became president?
They're still involved in it. They're still getting money. They're trying to revamp phase two of the Clinton Foundation in a couple of different manners. So we need to get with the program and understand that they are not our friends. They are not acting in the best interest of the United States. They are acting in the best interest of the Clinton wallets. Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. And if you think I'm on fire tonight, you just wait a little while. We got more stuff coming here with Kyle. And in the next hour, I'm going to really get up on my soapbox a quarter after and just blast away. Have I got stuff to talk about tonight. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Shaka.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr's summary of the special counsel's investigation says there is no evidence that the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia in its attempt to influence the 2016 election.
There was no collusion with Russia.
There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
But House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says that is not what the Mueller report stated.
President Trump is wrong. This report does not amount to a so-called total exoneration. Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report, quote, does not exonerate, close quote, the president.
He says he will call on the Attorney General to testify before the committee. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Larry Ogre, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, DR Mold Solutions is getting very busy these days, and we're not even into the hot, sticky, humid weather that will definitely create a bunch of problems with mold in your homes, especially down here in the South, and other things that can happen. Because, you know, it's not just about mold. It's about bacteria and viruses. A lot of people are still sick with the flu. The flu is still not gone, ladies and gentlemen. But the flu, the norovirus, pneumonia, all that sort of stuff is still floating around. And the easiest and simplest way to take care of your home or your office is to call DR Mold Solutions and let them use their EPA and FDA approved method that kills all the germs that are in there, and you start out on a nice, clean, healthy foot. So contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. That number again, 727-692-9622, and ask them about their back to summer special. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I don't know if I can outdo the first two segments, but I get a lot of comments from the folks here. But here's what we're going to do now. We're going to talk about the Democratic presidential hopefuls, three of them in particular. Kirsten Gillibrand. Over the weekend, during a campaign stop in Davenport, Iowa, she said, and I quote, that illegal immigrants in America should be allowed to receive Social Security benefits along with a pathway to citizenship. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, I guess that's something that maybe she believes in, or maybe it's just something.
Oh, no. It's a new Democratic slogan. Think about it, Kyle. Free college, free abortions, free housing, expand Medicare, expand Social Security for illegals and everybody else. Oh, yeah. And the new Green Deal, too. The new Democratic Party.
Yeah, the new Democratic
Party. I did that in my radio voice.
Yeah, I saw you. But yeah, the new Democratic Party is mm-hmm. just going to be a big fizzle if they really believe that that's going to really be
anything to get a vote, Kyle.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And then Pocahontas, who's still, by the way, being Pocahontas, she said that housing should be a basic human right. Now, she was at a town hall, and she says, having a decent and safe place to live is a basic human right. I have a proposal to build about 3 million new housing units across America. I just want to stop for a second. Is anybody in here worried about the rising price of housing? That's pretty much everybody, right? Well, the idea is that we need to make a real investment in housing in the same way we think about health care. As a basic human right, having a decent and safe place to live should be a basic human right. Are you familiar with the term Section 8 housing?
I believe so, yeah.
Do you know what happens when people move into Section 8 housing, the lower people on the income level, which is what this would probably be? Have you ever seen the aftermaths of an interior part of the city with Section 8 housing?
Yeah, it usually goes downhill pretty fast.
They destroy it. The people in there destroy it because they don't care. It's pretty much, come as you can and that sort of thing. And nobody bothers them because, my God, we can't toss those people out or they'll sue us. But anyway, the Dems contend as health care is a basic human right now, so is housing. And guess what, Kyle? It's going to be free, because the last part I left out there was Elizabeth Warren said it should be free for all those who can't afford a house to begin with the understanding that they would be buying a house as soon as they can afford one. They'll never afford one if they get put in there. Never.
You know, what America can do, remember John Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you.
What you can do for your country.
Exactly, yep. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, but the basic premise is that America is a land of opportunity.
Yep.
And we should be creating the atmosphere for those opportunities so that people don't have to live in a government housing,
yep.
but that they could afford their own place to live.
Mm-hmm. And then Beto, not to be left out, Beto, otherwise known as Beto in some circles, because he is a Beto, he says that America should ditch the Constitution. We don't need the Constitution. We need to start over and modernize something that's out of date. His words, not mine.
You know, when Beto says stuff like that, or any
he's crazy,
yeah, or any, you know, weird college professor on some campus somewhere would say some crazy thing like that, it just shows that they're not really ready for prime
they
time.
Don't understand the Constitution, that they have to take the oath to uphold the Constitution. That's one of the oaths. You need a constitutional amendment that they never will get, ever.
Well, right, yeah, and of course, to say something, it's either just being said for sensationalistic reasons to maybe try to get noticed in a very noisy and crowded space, perhaps. I just don't know, but you know, the Constitution is the basis, the foundation of our society here in the United States.
Well, speaking of common sense and speaking of the basis of things, the little mouse that roars over at CNN on Sunday morning, called Brian Stelter, on Reliable Sources, reported Sunday that Judge Jeanine Pirro's show had been suspended by Fox for 2 weeks, noting that while she may be in the penalty box, she's not been fired from the network.
Well, right. So we're expecting her to come on, I think, on the 30th of
next Saturday.
Exactly, next Saturday evening. And so we'll see then, because Fox will only say that they don't discuss internal scheduling matters. That's sort of their official position. But Judge Jeanine has got a lot of support, and a lot of people listened to her monologue and didn't feel that it hit the level of you can't be on TV, you know. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out.
Now, folks, I'm speaking with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do several nights during the week. And, of course, Judge Jeanine remains, if not the most popular personality on the weekend, then certainly one of them. And her reliable conservative views and her candor have helped make Fox News the go-to network for honest reporting. She's just the star that we all know she is. Plus, she's been a she's been an attorney, she's been a district attorney, and she's been a judge. And we know all about her and her exploits and the things that she's done. She locked up a bunch of people, bad guys, mafiosos. also types when she was as a DA and also when she was a judge.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so, again, you know, talking about the Constitution is, I guess, what sort of got her into this whole, you know, predicament. The idea of what does it mean to have the Constitution? How is it affected by someone or somebody who would come from a different cultural background and have, you know, and have to assimilate into our constitutional system? I think that's a great subject. We ought to be talking about that in civics class.
And Joe Bagadonich is telling us that one of the FISA judges recused himself many months ago. We never got an explanation of why he did this. He may be part of the deep state himself. Don't know. Didn't know about it, but didn't pay attention to it. I was more concerned about the other things that were going on because the FISA court, up until, what, a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really know anything about, and anything that's happened since then is not necessarily the news that people have been talking about, but that's okay. I'll send that to you, and you can check it out.
Okay, no problem.
Matter of fact, I'm going to do it right now. But anyway, we got about a minute left here, and in the minute we got left, my whole point in my whole dissertation here is it's time for the Republicans and Donald Trump to go on offense.
Well, one would think that that's exactly what Donald Trump will do, because as you remember, Captain, he says he's not a puncher, he's a counter puncher, and he's absorbed this really, really bad punch from the Mueller investigation. Now come through it, but I wonder what his counterpunch is going to look like.
Well, they're going to go after the kids. We know that now. They are going to go after the kids. The gloves are off. They're going to get down. They're going to get dirty. The Dems have nothing left but to go after all the dirt they can get, any way they can get it. It's going to be too bad, so sad for Donald Jr., for Eric, for Laura, and for Ivanka. Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be a real problem for them, but they're going to have to put on their big boy pants and get out there and fight.
That's exactly right, and I think that's what they've demonstrated they're willing to do. Yeah.
So, if you were a fly on the wall in the White House right now, what would you think is going on strategy-wise?
Well, I think that there's been a really big learning curve for Donald Trump, not being a politician, navigating all of this, and I think that their next moves are going to be very carefully orchestrated, and but will be effective. He's a fast learner.
Okay, and of course we'll be talking to you tonight. Tell us how everybody can hear your fine show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and I'm going to let you go. We'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, folks. Well, coming back from the break, we're going to have our latest Truckers Highway and Byway report. And, yeah, there is some snow in the mix again. Out west, here we go, another system coming in off the Pacific Ocean. And let me just tell you that as luck will fare and as things will happen, there's still some flooding going on, and it's going to be around for a while, unfortunately, up there in the upper Midwest. And let me tell you something. The folks downstream, and I told you this last week, St. Louis South, get ready. It's coming. Get ready. Okay, Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Oh, yeah, and a special shout-out to all those Crete drivers out there tonight, ICCC, and to the Hunt Transportation guys and to the Schaefer Trucking guys, too. And I heard from Charlie and the FedEx crew up there in Atlanta. They're headed south. Weather's looking good. Road's looking good. Come on down, Charlie, and bring those FedEx freight trucks with you. By the way, Catwoman and Road Dog told me earlier they were in Corsicana, Texas. Now, let's go to Texas first because there is some severe weather in the picture for northeastern Texas. We do have severe thunderstorm and tornado warnings up on I-20 east of Dallas and I-30 going north and east of Dallas as well towards the Arkansas border. So if you're in that area and you've got a weather radio, keep it on. Do not turn it off because you may have a surprise headed your direction as it's forecast right now. Severe thunderstorms as well as possible tornadoes in that area. And they're going to move up into the southwestern part of Illinois as they kind of follow that track along I-30 and then go up kind of like going up I-55. There we go. And that'll be the path it's going. But low pressure is going to back into the Tennessee Valley overnight with showers and thunderstorms from northeast Texas to the Ohio Valley. As I said, isolated severe thunderstorms are expected from northeast Texas, possible tornadoes to southwest Illinois. Several Pacific storms this week will batter much of the West Coast through the coming week. Right now, there is a system in Northern California that is affecting the mountains of Northern California, as well as the western slope coming out of Reno and Lake Tahoe. You've got snow there tonight, a winter weather advisory. You've got a winter storm warning in Northern California along I-5, right up on the line with Oregon. Sierra Nevada is right there along the Nevada border south of Reno and west of Reno. You've got a winter storm warning there for a good 100-mile stretch of road, and then you've got winter weather advisories down below that into the San Bernardino Mountains. Now, tonight, a little bit of rain in the Hood River Valley up around Pendleton, Oregon. A little bit of rain right there. And you've got a high wind warning in central southern Oregon. And Reno, Nevada, looks like you've got a high wind warning there. And on down through the west side of Nevada, down, down about 100 miles or so. Now, Up in Montana tonight, you've got some scattered areas of fog, but in northern Montana, along the Canadian border, you've got a winter weather advisory because the temperatures are dropping up there, and what was rain, it's going to become sleet, freezing rain, and eventually snow up in the northern part, central part of Montana. So keep that in mind. You've also got some fog in southeastern Montana tonight. And around Rapid City in South Dakota, there's some dense fog there in that area, as well as rain all around Rapid City tonight. And the northwestern part of Nebraska, rain is in the forecast there right now. Now, scattered showers coming across the western, south, central, western part of Minnesota, right there along the state line, and some showers in the southern part of Minnesota. Our forecast of Wisconsin, right along the Wisconsin border, Mississippi, about Rochester, Minnesota way and east there, over along the river, you'll have some scattered showers. You'll also have some scattered rain in northern Illinois. We told you about the storms that are moving towards south, towards southwestern Illinois tonight too. So, keep that in mind. And other than that, everything is looking pretty good, around the country. I don't see much of anything to bother you. Now, I want to give a special shout out to our friends, up in Crystal River at Moss Nissan and all our listeners that came out to see us. We had a very good turnout up there. I was very, happy to see all the people that showed up, loyal and dedicated listeners, many of them listening right now. And I want to thank you for coming out and supporting us and for, getting some of the free prizes that were given out there at, Moss Nissan's third anniversary sale. And for the people that bought the vehicles there, including our friend from Albany, Georgia, who came down and bought a Nissan Titan. We really appreciated that. And, you got a chance to see my truck, but, you know, I said it's for sale if you want it, but they decided to, get another one, a different color, and that's okay. That's okay. But they left as happy campers, and a couple other people bought cars, and then there were a couple other deals. I guess they were working. Now, here's when you know you have a successful event. All of their salespeople, every last one of them, was busy. And they were so busy with people waiting to talk to a salesperson that they called down to the wholesale at a public store in Homosassa Springs and had two salesmen come up there to help with the overflow. That's how busy they were in Crystal River on Saturday. I've never seen anything like it. And everybody was having a good time. The music was good. The food was good. The scenery was good. The weather was gorgeous. Shook a lot of hands. Took a lot of pictures. And it's all good. It's all good. So, again, thank you very much for coming out in droves in Crystal River. And, yeah, we'll be back up there again. I can't tell you when, but we'll be back up there again. They've asked us to come back, and we said, sure, no problem. It's the second time we've been up there in a year, and we'll go back again. And I also met some friends at the Harley-Davidson motorcycle dealership there, and there must have been about 100 bikes there when I pulled in. And some guys from Tampa St. Pete were there with their motorcycle club, about 25 or 30 of them. I said, hey, Cap. I walked inside and it's, hey, Cap, how you doing? What the heck are you doing up here? You come up here to see us? I said, actually, no, I'm going up the road a little bit further. But I got a chance to see them and make some new friends there in the Harley-Davidson shop. I just stopped by because I knew they would have what I wanted. I wanted two American flag patches to sew on my Captain's America shirts, my polo shirts that I have. Because I've got two American flag eagle patches on my red shirts. And now on my blue shirts that I've got, because I got two blue shirts, I'm going to put the American flag patches on them. So there you go. So we're going to spread the wealth. So we'll have the two American flag with the eagle flying over it patches, as we do now on our red shirts. And then we'll have these two American flags on the blue shirts. So there you go. Because to me, that's important, showing the colors. It's important, very important. And again, it's all about we the people here in this program. I can't emphasize that enough. It's got nothing to do with me. It really does not. It's about we and we the people. And when we come out and we get inspired and we play something like this to start the show,
let's join and make America great again. Some good.
Well, anyway, that's Bobby Palermo. And Bobby Palermo is a longtime friend of the program. Of course, he's been having some problems with his voice. That's why you haven't seen him or heard him. He is working on getting better. So there you go. And let's see here. We're going down here. Kyle just did the research on this judge. And I'm going to read the story when we come back after the after Ms. Rosemary's segment, because got a lot of things to talk about tonight here on the program, and we're just going to keep it up. We're going to keep it up. We are going on the offensive, which is what the Republicans should do. We are going on the offensive against the Democrats and their ridiculous, ridiculous comments and the ridiculous things that will never get passed in the United States, the things that are going to require constitutional amendments, and there's no way in hell that they could have a constitutional convention. They just don't have the support. All righty, Catwoman and Road Dog, you guys have a great night. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Dave, hello to you. I'll be right back. And Al in Nebraska, how you doing there, Al? Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.